Those old hymns are so comforting, aren't they?
Amen.
Stayed upon Jehovah. Hearts are not partially blessed. They're actually fully blessed. Abiding as he promised, just like he said, perfect peace and rest. Wow, this is a wonderful truth. We have a couple of announcements that I want to make to begin with. First of all, Ray wants to meet with the men that are going on the retreat in that little room afterwards. So those of you who are going on the men's retreat, meet with Ray after the service. And then I'm going to call Josh Lindsay up, Pastor Josh, if you'll come up. And we've been staying in contact with Danae in South Africa. Danae is our missionary.
Yes, sir.
South Africa. We are the sole supporters of her.
Yes.
As we are the couple in India. And we feel that it's good for you to know and be abreast of what's going on so that you might pray for her. Right now it's not about an issue of money. It's just a dangerous situation. And we've gotten a new email.
Yes.
And so maybe you can describe what's going on and the email that you have received from her in regards to that. It's kind of a coup, isn't there? A takeover?
Mm-hmm. We had let everybody know on Wednesday, we had received an email from Danae asking to be praying for her and also for the country at that point in time in Lesotho, for the fact that the prime minister had left, the political leaders had left, the religious leaders had left, for the most part. The police were in hiding. One police officer was shot. So there's a lot of, it's very unstable over there right now. A military coup has come in and taken over. From what I could research online, it's not very clear why that's what happened. I mean, they give their reasons. But it doesn't necessarily seem like that would be the main reason why this is happening. At this point in time, Danae sent the email. At that point, Michelle went and reached out to Laura on Facebook. And at this time, she messaged back. Michelle wanted to check on her and to find out. We wanted to find out if she had been in contact with Danae. So Laura actually messaged back, and this is what she said. "Hi, Michelle. Yes, things are a little uncertain here. Many U.S. citizens and organizations have left the country and are in South Africa. I have decided at this time not to leave. I am in contact with Danae on a regular basis. She is doing well. There have been several deaths in her family in the past few months, and she has been out of the country working on a project in South Africa. She's been working for a few weeks now. Ministry for both of us is going well with an exclamation point. We thank God that he is in control with an exclamation point. Please keep praying for protection for all people here. Peace and resolution of the political issues. Tell everyone hello for me at Family Bible. Love you guys. Blessings. Laura." The very honorable thing and the fact that more of her heart is for the people. Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem to be concerned of herself at this time or Danae. There's a bit of turmoil there. There's turmoil there within their where they're living, and so also for the safety, especially these ladies being women, as well. But for the fact that neither one of them are willing to leave at this time,
right?
And we really feel this is on their hearts. So also to be praying for their protection and an ongoing for the people of that country, just for there to be stability. But we also realize that the Lord allows these things to take place to begin to let the gospel go forth further. And so where hearts maybe would not be open before, now may be open because of the uncertainty of their safety. For all these issues, we know that God's in control.
Mm-hmm. Danae is working with college students and the young people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just was encouraging to hear. It's much like what Paul said, you know, there are many adversaries, but, mm-hmm. you know, the Lord has opened doors.
Wide door for effective service.
Right.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're just so thankful for that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I was reminded of an article that Steve gave me this week dealing with a pastor of, I won't mention his name, but pastor of a church here in Jacksonville. It's just a little blurb that tells us what he has devoted his life for. And let me just read it for you. This particular pastor of this church in Jacksonville has devoted his life to advancing the cause of justice, including issues of systemic racism, generational poverty, and violence. He has dedicated his life to that. And I'm thinking, wow, is he off base? You know, 1 Corinthians 2 makes it clear, I came to you knowing nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And when you read in Isaiah chapter 9 and Isaiah chapter 11, it is very clear the Messiah will come. He will make things just. He will make things righteous. We see this turmoil in Africa, and of course we're seeing turmoil all over the world. It's pretty clear that man's not fixing things, that we need a Savior. And the day that Christ comes, things will be fixed. We as a church call out, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Our hope and our faith is in him. And we believe that if you share Jesus Christ, lives will be changed. We cannot change, make things just. We cannot make things right, but we can share Jesus Christ and he'll make things right in your heart. And so we're so thankful that we have a God that here again, Danae is in the midst of turmoil. She can begin to proclaim the Prince of Peace to these people. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness and for your presence in us that gives us a peace that passes all understanding. We are convinced that you are the answer to all issues. We are also convinced that we're not. And so, Lord, we proclaim not ourselves, as Paul says, but you crucified. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.